Welcome to episode 86 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Tavi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi.
And Gabe Philbin.
Doing it live.
Dylan Roush can't get his mic to work, much like we can't get our cameras to work. That's a lie, we just don't want to do cameras.
Yeah.
But Dylan does type beep boop son beep boop.
Yeah. So Dylan's going to be IMing his thoughts in the chat, and we'll decide whether or not to share them.
That should go well.
Yeah. There's a lot of news from today, actually.
Yeah, a fair amount. Like, Nintendo, I don't know if this is official or not, but it sounds...
It seems like everybody's talking about it.
It sounds quite official if people on the internet are to be believed.
Quite. So, Nintendo apparently isn't going to have an E3 press conference, which... I don't see any gain in that, other than them not spending a lot of money, which I guess, which is kind of scary.
Iwata said it tonight.
It's like they just don't want to spend a lot of money, which is kind of scary that they're beginning to see how fucked they are.
They just made a bunch of money though.
Like they're also losing
more profits. Yeah, they did.
Oh,
I mean, it was under their projections, but it's not a loss like it was last time.
Well, they're at like a $388 million annual loss.
Yeah, I just saw a news report today that it was like they projected losing $200 million, but they actually lost $360 million.
Yeah. Dylan says they've been heavily supporting the whole Nintendo Direct things, and they've been doing well. But those are so boring. They're terrible. I appreciate what they're doing, but spice it up. Iwata's hand motions is all Dylan has to say about that. do you think they'll just have a YouTube live stream Nintendo Direct, or?
I'm looking at the IGN post right now. Iwata said that they're not doing a what is it called? They're not doing a big press conference, but they're going to do a lot of little events to highlight the software that's coming up in the U.S.
Because they had a lot of things lined up for E3, like the next Zelda, Smash Bros., Mario Kart, like everything. And now that it's not going to be all in like one place that we can all see is kind of not smart.
Well, I feel like they can't really win over people that love their Xbox or love their PS3s, like, and the news of these games of Mario and Smash Brothers is gonna get to us anyways, like through trailers and things we read or things like that. So I don't think this press conference not happening anymore is gonna be that big a deal in the grand scheme of things, because every press conference that they've had for like the last 4 years has been extremely disappointing and only hurt their reputation.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of sad that we don't get that big event that we're so used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is what I just read today. Nintendo's fiscal year net profits came in at almost half the company's projections, down a projected 14 billion yen, just over 7 billion yen, or around $71 million. The figure nonetheless represents significant turnaround from the 43 billion net loss posted for the previous fiscal year. So it's saying they're making money now.
Mm. That's weird. Because, well, I mean, I guess, yeah, maybe total, they're making money on the 3DS now.
Well, I guess on their it's for this fiscal year, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Versus the last one. I don't know when it started, though, or when it ends. Oh, it says April 1st, 2013 to March 31st, 2014. So I guess they're starting off okay.
Let's get it.
It's a good start.
But Dylan is chiming in, saying that E3 is kind of dead to him now. It doesn't mean what it used to, and it's just because of the god awful conferences of the last 6 or 7 years. I don't know. I thought that there's been like good ones every now and then. I don't think everybody has knocked it out of the park simultaneously.
There's nobody really steals the show anymore.
It was like the last one.
So much anticipation, and then it's always, yeah, well, that thing was cool.
The only one that I thought that like, comes to mind as being awesome is 2009 Sony. Because like they didn't have a price drop, but they showed Uncharted 2, God of War 3, Heavy Rain, Ratchet and Clank. Was that when Twisted Metal was revealed? No, that was next year. Like there were a couple other ones, but that one, 2009, got me to buy a PS3. So that one sings out to me, or sticks out to me. Sings out to me. I don't know what the fuck that means. It's late. Alright, let's just hop into the question now, because we have a fair amount. Prototype asks, is Javi awake? Javi?
Yep.
Ah, there you go.
Alright!
Okay, next up, Brian Bell mentions the other big thing that happened today, and that the Xbox reveal was revealed. And he says, what does the Xbox reveal need to do differently from, the Sony event to make momentum or to take momentum away from the PS4.
Well, I think what they can do is have as good of a show. All they need to do is be on par, and the fact that it's after will grab momentum.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that it's a week or two. It's like 2 weeks before E3. That doesn't hurt either.
May 21st or like 25th, somewhere around then.
It's the 21st.
21st.
I think the worst thing they could do is split the show into like half. Check out all these cool apps and the things you can do that aren't gaming.
But they gotta stay away from that.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Dylan's saying they just need games.
Well, yeah. I don't mind that. They should do like what Sony did, which is like, oh, and you know, we've got all this stuff too, but make it quick. Like, mention it, talk about it. It's cool stuff. It's necessary to get it out there that all of this will be there, but like, don't make it a focal point.
Yeah, but the way they phrased the announcement today doesn't look like it's going to be
that. It was like games, TV, media. So like
it'll mark the beginning of a new generation of games, TV, and entertainment.
Yeah, they've been doing that for like 3 years now. So it's like it's not a surprise. That's what they're going to keep pushing. That's what's getting people, like that's what's getting people to buy Xboxes now. Yeah, it's all this other stuff because they haven't really been trying to do the games.
I mean, they could say our console's significantly more powerful than Sony's, since Sony kind of showed everything.
Well, Sony didn't show everything.
But they released the specs of like what exactly is in this thing. So
yeah,
it's fair game for them to be like, well, we're better.
Something that would be nice too is if they would announce like. Because right now, this is where they're hurting. If they announced like some exclusive partnerships with some developers, you know, like get some more exclusives on the system. Because
and Dylan really wants me to say this, that we don't need another media center, which is very true. Everything's a fucking media center now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they kind of started it, so yeah, of course it's going to be that. Media center, like,
I mean,
like, the Xbox was kind of the first console to really do that.
Yeah, you could also see Microsoft taking all the money they made and just starting new IPs. Like, that could happen. Will it? Probably not. But it could. And these new IPs could also be Kinect exclusives, which they've pretty much been.
Maybe. I don't know. I think that thing is going to be more of a... I'm hoping it becomes kind of what it has in some of the bigger games, just like a supplemental thing, and then like a way to control your fucking Netflix or something.
And a way to order pizza, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think they're going to enhance Kinect so it's going to be like Kinect 2?
Oh, yeah. I think
they're
going to
be like,
coming.
Oh,
that
you bought
definitely.
this thing and it'll work just, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised to see. First of all, yes, I think they're going to iterate on the Kinect, but also. I wouldn't be surprised to see if it was something out of the box, like not.
Oh, I think it has to be out of the box. Yeah. They're gonna make you have that thing from the get-go.
Yeah, I think it's definitely gonna. They're definitely gonna iterate on it.
Yeah,
especially since Sony, they really like glazed over it, and probably for the best. But they have a sensor bar too.
Yeah,
but it's not necessary. It doesn't come with it.
What?
The sensor bar doesn't come with it.
It doesn't?
How does it not come with it? Like, it's built into the controller. It does. It totally does.
It does. Are you sure? I thought... Oh, no, it wasn't the camera.
And they're saying that it would do certain things, like it could see where each of the controllers are in the room, and it would put the appropriate HUD. Like, if you're playing a four-player game, it'll put the appropriate, like, life meter in the order of what you're sitting and stuff like that. Because all the controllers, their lights can change based on what.
Yeah, because they're like the Move.
Yeah, they're Move controllers. All... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was wrong. Maybe. Who knows? We'll find out. I don't know. For me, I just need, like, I don't know if they can take hype away from Sony, because Sony did a pretty solid job. And I think Sony's, frankly, sitting on more games than Microsoft is. But Microsoft could just have really cool innovations that don't suck this time, because they haven't really had a good one in a while.
Well, that Kinect sold a lot.
It doesn't mean it's good.
The bottom
but
line.
It sold a lot. That's what mattered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sold a lot doesn't mean it's good.
It's not bad. Like,
it's not good.
It does all right for games. Not for games, but like for a lot of other stuff. And like the vocal stuff is actually kind of cool in certain things. It was actually kind of cool in Mass Effect 3.
And we kind of answered what Justin Dodds asked us, and that, do you guys worry about the next Xbox moving away from games and focusing on media, which it looks like they're doing? But
I'm not worried about it, because I'm not really Xbox.
It's not worrisome, because it's just kind of been happening for a while, and Dylan says Final Fantasy 13 sold a lot and Gabe beat it twice, la 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 la. So, still didn't platinum it. Still didn't platinum. I'll get it one day. No, I won't. will we be live streaming on May 21st? Why not? Fuck it.
Why not?
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Why the hell not?
Justin also asked, are you excited for PAX Prime and us getting to hang out? Absolutely. Not so much PAX, because I really don't care about PAX. Like the show floor, because it's dirty and stinky, and I don't care. I just like to play Smash Bros. With people.
Yeah, that was the best part of it.
Smash Bros. And the Rock Band stage are the two best parts of PAX.
I'm not missing out on that this year. I want to just Rock Band.
Yeah, the Rock Band was pretty hilarious when I walked in and saw that happening. And I was drunk.
Dylan just says, Devin's pants.
The night ended with Gabe on my floor, surrounded by dogs, pretending to be Cesar Millan.
Millan.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Oh, yeah. I remember that vividly. Dylan says, what? Yeah, so Ryan and I took a black SUV cab home. I don't know why.
Because I told that, because that guy gave me and Javi, or me and Fozzie, basically a free ride to where we were earlier in the night. So I told him I would call him for the next ride.
Okay. And we came home, and Layla was real fierce, jumping on me. And caught me by surprise, and I fell over. And I guess I was like, okay, now I'm the dog whisperer.
Starting to, like... I'm sure it made perfect sense to Gabe at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't to you now?
No.
No? Okay. Moving on. Prototype asks, when am I moving to Seattle? As soon as I get a job there. Because school's all done now. Woo! So yeah, job... Look for job crunch time.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So if you guys know any jobs in Seattle, be like, yo, I know a guy who's willing to do literally anything.
Get a job at Sushi Land and let me get free sushi.
I'm not going to live anywhere near there.
No, there's a Sushi Land downtown, and it's the shit. It's a million times better. Oh, really? My God, it's so good. Yeah.
Because I'm probably going to be living, like, down the street or in Rachel's building.
There you go.
So, So yeah, me and Javi going to have all sorts of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this question. Prototype asks, what was, in your opinion, the best innovation in gaming this past generation?
Cross game chat.
That was pretty good. I think there's been some cool touch stuff done, like outside of the consoles, even just phones and stuff.
I like friends lists that say what everybody's doing. I really love that. And it's hard to imagine gaming without it after all these years.
Right.
I can't follow anything Dylan's typing right now. But
I'm gonna see where there's where Dylan's typing. Oh god, what the fuck? We don't need it.
Graphics have gotten better. Let's say that.
Yeah. Graphics. got some pretty solid games. Dylan says video games in 3D.
No.
No, not that. 3D gaming died really fast, and then the Oculus Rift was like, hey, we're going to do it. And apparently it's good.
Did you see the thing with
the grandma?
Treadmill?
Treadmill? Oh, yeah, that was weird. I would hate that.
Playing TF2 with the treadmill and the Oculus Rift?
There's this video of this guy playing TF2 with Oculus Rift on, and he's on this thing called, like, an omni-treadmill, so it moves in every direction, and it, like, tracks his movement, so when he's running, he's, like, running to run in the game. Yeah. So
and he had, like, a fake gun, too, like, as a controller, so he was using that to shoot.
So it's like that shit. That make it so hard to, like, turn around fast. It's
like, and also, you know how tired I'd be? Like,
he plays the heavy.
Hey, Ryan, get over here. He
plays the heavy. And kind of...
Ryan, we need backup. Man.
Guys, just like, you are not playing this how I'm playing.
It'd be a real incentive to not die, because then you have to run all the way back to the battle.
Or it would be, because then you get like a 15-second break. I think cross game chat might actually be the best one.
That's a pretty good one.
It's like, that's just genius.
Good job, Sony and Nintendo. I really believe that that's one of the biggest innovations and one of the best features, and Xbox has it.
Yeah, it's what Xbox. It's like the only thing Xbox still has on the other two consoles. And it's like a pretty fucking good one. Dylan just added the app Scoot and Doodle, so I don't know what that means.
It's like the Boot Scoot and Boogie, but
now he's apologizing.
sorry,
and finally, Prototype asks, have any of you tried the Xbox Pizza Hut app? Ryan?
No, I don't ever order from Pizza Hut. Man, yeah, they get that Domino's app on there. Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. So, I can't hate, in all fairness, because if it was a Domino's app, I'd be like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah. Well, like, the pizza, I tried those, the Pizza Hut, like, the little mini pizzas that come with, like, I think it's, like, 9 of them in a box or whatever.
They were terrible, right?
No, they were pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Those were pretty good. But, yeah, I still don't, I'm not crazy about their pizza in general, though.
Nope.
So.
Okay, moving to the Facebook questions. Rob Eccles asks, what do you think of the Wii U now that there's been more games out that show the graphics and capabilities?
But there's not.
I don't know what he's talking
about. Zombie U free demo as an example. And Zombie U looked like shit, if I remember.
And it was a launch title, so...
That was one of its biggest criticisms, was that it didn't look very good.
Yeah.
It has lens flare for days, though. You can't tell.
I don't know, man. I really want to see some, like, something on there, man. Like, all that 3DS stuff was all, like, pretty cool, and then it's like, oh, yeah.
The next question kind of links into that, and Carlos Godina says, what do you guys think of Link to the Past 2 being announced, and why the fuck isn't that on the Wii U?
Yeah, see, that's a good question. Like they're, like, taking all these cool IPs and, like, oh, 3DS.
I get why it's on the 3DS. Like, it's the 2D S right. Zelda, so like it makes sense for portable, but like fucking make it crossplay.
Or even like, yeah, same thing with fucking Animal Crossing. Like that's
oh yeah.
That's like the perfect game for crossplay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was yeah. That's a good point. I haven't thought about that, but like all these 3DS games that I want desperately, they could and probably should be Wii U games. Like Luigi's Mansion yeah. 2 should not have been a handheld title. Yeah. Not that it's not going to be that not that it's not great, but like why isn't that showcasing
this is the biggest problem with handhelds where everyone just wants it on the fucking console. So it's like I think that's the biggest reason that handhelds will eventually go away.
Yeah. It's just
why not or not go away but just yeah. like kind of be integrated fully.
That was the most disappointing thing about all those announcements was like, oh, a 3DS. Oh, and 3DS. Oh, oh this game is coming. Oh, 3DS. This game, oh, 3DS. What the fuck?
It makes me really want a 3DS.
Oh, I already have
one. Hey, man. So. Yeah, I have one. It's on the floor right now, actually. Right next to my trash can. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, I... man, I'm just hoping, like E3's coming. Like I know that they're gonna do these little events, but I hope these little events they're doing include some big announcements for that Wii U.
Yeah,
I feel I don't know. I just have this bad feeling. Like you remember when Skyward Sword was teased and announced behind closed doors at the end of E3, mm-hmm. and they just released that one little bit of concept art that looked like Link from Twilight Princess, but he had a blue. He had that chick that was the Master Sword behind him, whatever. And it's like that's it, and so. I can just totally see that, like, oh, here's, you know, you just see an article on IGN or something, it's like, oh, released concept art for Mario U, you know, and it's just
they,
that. You know?
They made it sound like there's going to be a new Mario, 3D Mario trailer at E3,
and
but...
Didn't they say it was going to be playable at E3 when they did the Wind Waker HD maybe, announcement?
But they didn't beat around the bush when they said that, yeah, Zelda's going to be a while out. So I wouldn't be surprised if we just saw like that concept art thing. But
boo! Yeah.
Now that they're not having a conference, it's just like, well, shit, man.
And we still don't know what Retro is working on.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, don't.
What if they were just making Donkey Kong for 3DS, and they're like, this is what everybody wanted.
Yeah, except they weren't make. They didn't make that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was. Well, no, they made Donkey Kong Country Returns. They didn't do the 3DS
version. Oh, you made sure that it wasn't Retro making that?
Yeah, well, I remember when it was announced that they weren't doing it. I know you just found out about it recently, but... Huh?
It's the same game, right? It's just a port?
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure. I think they added, like, an easier mode
or
something.
Yeah, that's what I read.
But I remember because you had said you had just recently seen it, but I remember when it was first announced a while back. And, yeah, I went and checked because I was like, God... Retro's not doing that, are they? Like, that is not something people have been asking for.
Yeah.
Dylan says, working on Metroid 2 with Wubbub.
Well, when I played Donkey Kong Country Returns, I'm like, this would be really cool in 3D, because there's so much, like, shooting into the background, shooting into the foreground. And I'm like, why would they do this on the Wii? Like, it doesn't... I can't wait for that game on 3DS. I think it's going to be great.
I like that they're having the like original game and then like the 3DS modes or like the new mode that has like shorter and easier levels. I think that's a smart thing.
I actually bought Donkey Kong Country Returns. I haven't played it yet though.
I was supposed to get Donkey Kong Country Returns, but my dad accidentally bought two copies of Sly Cooper Collection.
How did the second copy get in here?
Yeah. Love you, Dad.
I'm still waiting for a redesign before I take the plunge.
I think I'm just waiting for money at this point to buy 3DS games.
Today, when I found out about the Xbox announcement or whatever, one of my friends sent an email. God damn it, every time I say Xbox, my fucking Netflix pauses.
I love that voice recognition.
I was like, yeah, I guess for Christmas I'm just going to mail my family pictures of my two new consoles. Here you go. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Come over whenever.
Come over and play. You guys are welcome to play.
So Dylan says that there's now a 3DS XL Circle Pad Pro, but
making your big version of your handheld even bigger.
Do you think they're even going to redesign at this point?
Yeah. The DS had so many redesigns, and so did the Game Boy Advance. The Game Boy Advance had just going to be stubborn.
By redesign, you mean they're going to put a bunch of Animal Crossing art on it and release it in a bundle?
Yeah, it looks like, like Max Scoville said, it looks like panties. It looks like
it does.
A girl's panties.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It sure does.
But, look, I mean, am I saying that the redesign will have a second analog stick? I mean, that's possible that it won't. Nevertheless, I don't think if they do redesign it, which I think is inevitable, I don't think it'll be worse. Like, I don't think they're going to make it crappier, so I'm still waiting on it.
Oh, they're going to break it.
My fingers are crossed that there's a second analog stick.
Don't do that when you're using it, because it'll break.
Oh, God. But, it's like, even if they do redesign it, I can't buy it. I don't have money. I got to save up for the PS4 now, and hopefully not the Xbox 460.
Yes, 460 is going to be the number, Gabe. That's what they're going to do.
Fuck Xbox this. Charlie Team Delta. Xbox.
Fuck this circular thing. We're going with 460. It's just going to be 100 extra degrees.
Dylan says Xbox 420, like Steve Dad. Steve Dad 420.
We did play some Mech Warrior online with my dad.
But you didn't make his name Steve Dad 420, and that's just not a damn shame. Joseph Morris asks us, this is the last one, he asks, what are your thoughts on the upcoming game Watch Dogs, and do you think the Wii U's gamepad will have more usefulness than just a mini-map?
That game's being made for every platform under the sun. I don't think they're going to give any...
I think those might have been two separate questions.
Yeah.
One, what do you think of Watch Dogs? Two, do you
will
think
the Wii U's gamepad will ever be used for anything more than a mini?
Yeah.
Well, it already kind of has. I think people will find cool ways to do it. I mean, the 3DS has. The DS did, you know.
It's
so
pretty cool in, like, Monster Hunter. When you look at the TV, you're like, whoa. Like, you don't think about it normally, but I look at the TV and there's no HUD whatsoever. It's just your character in the world. And I thought that was really cool. And you look at the controller and it has everything, life bar and map and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's cool. With Watch Dogs, I think they'd be crazy not to have your cell phone, like, on the screen, but with how many platforms it's being developed for, like I said, I could see them just not doing that at all.
Yeah.
I could see them, like, just copy-paste.
Yeah, Dylan says he thinks it's going to be Ass Creed clone with hacking and guns. But I disagree with that because it didn't make me gag when I watched it, so.
It had cool bullet time stuff. I like bullet time. I don't care if it's
cliche and stupid.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Especially like when it had like the rain droplets freeze and stuff and all the lens flare and stuff. It was really cool.
J.J. Abrams up in this bitch!
Okay, Dylan's giving in. He says, okay, fine, it's going to be a bland open world shooter with a cool gimmick.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it definitely got all the hype it did because it was the only like new exciting thing at E3.
Yeah, it was the only interesting thing we saw.
Year? I mean, like
last
E3.
Last E3. Yeah.
So, I mean, we just have to wait and see. Like, it's new things are just so much harder to get a grasp on than like sequels and all that jazz. But I mean, I look forward to it.
Do you think? Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Like, let's just say it. The Wii U has Pikmin and Zelda this holiday, and that's assuming Zelda doesn't get delayed. It might. We only saw it once, you know, and we saw
just
pictures of it.
Screenshots, yeah.
So, like, I don't think that's anything significant, especially with two other consoles debuting this holiday. So I think the Wii U is just going to get buried. It's going to have a horrible year.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what Zelda are you talking about?
Wind Waker.
Wind Waker remake.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Is that supposed to come out in November, or did they say fall?
I don't know. They said the holiday, and then Pikmin is August now, the end of August. I don't think Pikmin's gonna sell anything. Like it's gonna. I mean, I don't think it's gonna win anybody over. Like the only people that care about that game are people like me who would have bought one already anyway.
Hey phone, thanks for telling me about the new Woot items.
If it tells you anything, I didn't buy one.
Yeah, I mean, the Wii U is just so sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not even its fault. What is Nintendo doing? Like, here's the thing. All right, now games.
Well, and it's offensive because the Wii took 2 years off. Like there was 2 years straight where the Wii
just
dragged its feet, and you're like, well, they gotta be gearing up for the next console's launch, and then here we are, and it's the same shit. Like, what are they doing? What have they been doing?
Funky Barn can only carry me so far.
I think had they shown what Retro was doing, or even hinted
at what Retro was doing,
we'd think differently.
Like, build up some excitement. Like, give us a reason to give a shit.
Yeah. Like, they're just
doing it.
But with the positive response from this latest Nintendo Direct, I'm hoping they're getting a clue. Like,
they did a good job with the Nintendo Direct. It's just none of it's for the Wii U, really. It's all 3DS. And that's fine. Like, I'm not going to dog that. Like, as a company, that was a pretty good move. But the fucking main console that they just released in November, give it a little love, guys.
Then, like, we're talking about this, and it's like, yeah, they're going to be at E3. And then, they're not having a press conference, though. So it's not like this big, flashy, awesome event. It's going to be these little, tiny, mellow things that are going to be.
We're just going to read about it. We're not going to see it.
Well, that I guess sucks. It doesn't mean we won't hear some big news, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know,
but it's the spectacle of all of us streaming the show and reacting in real time to these announcements.
Don't you know how important this is to us, Nintendo?
Confirm, Nintendo don't give a shit about no Ryan DeLaRosa.
The thing is, I can already hear Mr. Eccles, who asked about the Wii U, like I can already, because he's accused us of being Wii haters in the past. I can already hear him. And that's the thing, like, we're so the opposite, like, our Nintendo haters, I guess.
Now. I don't want to hate.
Yeah, but I have to. They need to do something to make me talk more positive about the Wii U. Like,
it's not that I hate. It's just there's nothing I like.
Yeah, How's that? Me and Javi are about as big of fucking Nintendo fans. As exist, and they're not. Because of that, we hold them to a higher standard than what they're giving us.
Dylan says he bought a Super Nintendo last week and had more fun playing it than he's had playing with his Wii. So yeah, there's that.
Like I'm tweeting right now to somebody. The Wii U seems to be just dead on arrival, and there is no hope. Like if it takes a year, and so. There you go. You wasted a year lead that you had, and people are gonna go buy a PS4 or a 3720, whatever, another Xbox. And what's appealing about this thing? I mean, there's gonna be a Mario eventually, okay? I mean, I love that. I'm gonna buy that, but I don't think it's gonna be a success.
There's no reason to buy it now.
You have to keep people's attention, and they space everything out so much that it's not gonna. They're not doing it right, you know. Like people have short attention spans. It's always what have you done for me lately, and what's the hot thing? And if people start to forget about you, it's really hard to make them remember you again. Especially if your console's not already in their house, and the Wii U didn't really do what it was projected to do. So,
yeah.
The console is not in as many homes as they had hoped already.
And Ubisoft came out and said it in regards to Rayman getting delayed so that they can just release it on everything. They said there's not enough Wii U units in homes to justify us keeping this an exclusive. We're going to lose so much money because there isn't an audience. The audience doesn't exist. Nobody owns the console.
Yeah.
And that's Nintendo's failure, you know, showing what happens. I mean, that's showing, like, what happens when you don't entice your developers to develop for your platform.
I believe
now,
that's...
Now I'm sad.
Yeah.
I think the Wii U, the reality is that it's dead on arrival. Like, we're just going to watch it twinkle out. Like, as soon as it was released, it started losing momentum.
Yeah.
And that was Nintendo's fault entirely. They did
nothing to boost it.
It's like the PSP Go or the Vita. Like,
or any Sony.
Yeah, they're playing Sony's tune here, where they release hardware and then wash their hands and hope that it goes good.
Is it Greg Miller tweeted, Nintendo is stealing a page from David Jaffe's playbook. Remember when he said he wouldn't be at E3? Then bam, Twisted Metal 3. Or PS3, whatever.
Yeah, Twisted Metal. Yeah.
But David Jaffe's also kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he is.
Mr. Jaffe, I'm sorry. But, well, that's all them questions.
Cool. So now what? What you guys want to do?
I don't... how you doing?
doing all right.
You're getting through the day.
Yeah.
Oh, apparently Rhode Island just legalized same-sex marriage, so that's neat.
Hooray.
I don't know why they would do it at this hour.
Yeah, it's a little late, yeah. A little late in the evening, but cool.
Why aren't they listening to our show?
What could they possibly be doing? Oh.
Come on, Rhode Island. Priorities.
Anyway, so...
So I guess that's it for episode 8.
I guess that's it. We don't have a Lori to I don't have the soundbite.
It's okay. She's here.
She can have a break.
Yeah. She says hello. I guess, yeah, if you want to find us, go to our website, gameovernation.com. If you want to go check out some of our videos, that's youtube.com/game0vernation. Go ahead and subscribe while you're there. Facebook, we need them likes. We still haven't gotten to 300 yet, and that's disappointing.
People. Well, we haven't been pushing for it.
Yeah, but I tell everyone every week to go do it, and have they? No.
Maybe they already have.
No. There's some jerks out there that have it. You know there are.
There's some doo-doo heads. You know who you are.
Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Individually on Twitter, I am at AirstrikeRhino. Javi is at HaviG0N. Gabe is at RabbitWombat9. And Dylan is at Dilanosaurus. I guess we also have a Twitter for the whole website, and that's at Game Over Nation. So go check all that out. I guess it's a lot of things.
Dylan says it's Dilanosaur 420, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's not true. I just wanted his voice to be heard.
Right.
All right, so that's going to do it for episode 86. Thanks, everybody, for watching/listening. I hope you meet up with us next week. Bye.
Bye.